Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. So, in Philippians chapter 2, Paul reminds every believer that we should have the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus. Although he was God, Jesus took on the very nature of a servant and humbled himself. He became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And Paul explains that because of Jesus' work on the cross, God exalted him. Philippians chapter 2, 9 through 11. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word translated Lord in English is the Greek word kurios. It is used in the New Testament to refer to an owner or person in authority. When most people addressed Jesus as Lord, most were simply showing their respect to him as a rabbi or a teacher, much as we would use the word sir to show respect today. However, after Jesus' death and resurrection, the title Lord took on a new meaning. After Jesus appeared to Thomas, the apostle who had doubted the resurrection, remember what he exclaimed? My Lord and my God, my Lord and my God. Over time, the title Lord became the name for Jesus. Early Christian confessions consisted of these powerful words, Jesus is Lord. Today, believers proclaim that Jesus is their personal Lord. He's the one we love. He's the one we follow. He's our master. He's the one in charge of our lives. The true believer proclaims and lives out, Jesus is Lord. Lord Jesus, I proclaim you today as the one in charge of my life. You are God, I am not. Help me to follow your leading and proclaim with a life of obedience. You are Lord. Jesus is Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.